All right, Chase Sexton, welcome back, man. Another good day for you. It's been a struggle since the win, but, man, you got to feel good. Second moto, you reeled those guys in a little bit. I was thinking we were going to see a nice battle for the lead.
I know. It was good. First moto, I came from, 20th place and got to third, which was it was good, but those guys were gone. Like, you got to get a good start. AC seems to never get outside the top five with start. So
I don't understand it because he's like 200 pounds.
I'm heavier than he is. So what? Yeah. Well, we're pretty close. Like it kind of goes either way. Like some days,
water weight.
Some days he's heavier. Some days I'm heavier. So we're pretty big. And he puts it in the right spot every moto, which you got to give it to him. He's been unreal this outdoor season. So no, it was good. I got a better start second moto. I think get me in the top 10. I can make it work. Top 10, I can make it work. And I think I was 4th or 5th or something and got to 3rd. And I put a charge in. I caught the guys a little bit. And I was like, dang, it feels good. I was really riding. Like, I felt smooth. I wasn't crazy. And AC kind of made a mistake. And I got right to the back of him. And I'm like, okay, I can pass him. And then he kind of, sprinted away. And I'm like, oh. I'm like, there it goes. And then I was just trying to ride as good as I could and just not make mistakes. The track was really gnarly. But it suits my riding style, I think. So. Yeah, I felt good. It's back. It was a rough go for those, a month and a half. I was not in a good spot after WW. So to be back and build myself back to where I need to be is good. I think this is a good step in the right direction, and now I can focus on trying to win one of these things. It's definitely need two good starts and just ride my race. I feel like Buzz Creek's a good track for me. I got second there last year, so the last two I feel good at, so I'm pumped.
Yeah, can you imagine, say that happens at WW Ranch and then the series goes and you don't win again or don't land on the podium or anything? It'd be horrible to go into the off season like that.
Well, for sure. I was just talking about this, Supercross is so good, and then outdoors is kind of mediocre, and then I was gaining a lot of momentum. I had a podium and then won that first moto, and then that happened. I was like, oh, it loses all your confidence. It's crazy how fast it goes away. But it's good to build myself back to this position, and now I can focus on getting another win. I mean, the last time I podium, I won the first moto, so hopefully I feel like I fixed what was wrong with my body and the blood work. I got it done, so I'm pumped, and I feel a lot better on the bike now, and it's good.
Can you maybe try to tell our listeners and me, what's it like to overheat yourself like that? What do you feel like? What's it like? What's the body? I mean, what is that like?
Honestly, it's not even like, I literally thought I was going to die. Yeah. I got off the track. I was I couldn't get my helmet unbuckled. Then I basically stumbled to a chair, sat down, and If I was going to do it now, I wouldn't even go to the podium. I'd just go straight back to the truck and just get in the ice tub, because I feel like if I would have gotten ice and gotten cooled down fast, I would have been fine. But
I heard that you get cold.
That's true. Well, for podium, I got there. I couldn't barely talk. I was steaming dark. It was weird. I threw up 4 times to the podium. This ain't good. So, and then I got back. I started I couldn't even pick up my water bottle. I couldn't talk. I couldn't remember what. Honestly, it's like you could have a concussion. I don't remember the last 3 laps of that race. It was the weirdest, and it was not good. I felt like I was going to die. I was not. I got in the cold tub, got cooled down, and then I was good. I just kind of was had a headache and dizzy, and then I was dizzy for next 2 weeks. But yeah, we're back.
Crazy.
We're back to feeling good. My fitness, everyone kind of knocks me now, because I feel like I was supposed to be one of those fit guys in the class, but honestly, it's not really comes down to a fitness thing with the heat. It's more of how I feel I was neglecting, I think, a little bit of my body, kind of not listening. Yeah. And I might have went a little too hard the week before, but everyone kind of knocked me after that. I'm like, dude, what am I supposed to do? I won the moto. You want me to pull off? I could have probably let Cooper go by and probably salvaged a second and then went out and raced second moto, but I'm here to win. I'm not here to get second. So
I think those of us that know, we were talking on our shows, hey, heat affects everybody differently. It doesn't matter how good a shape you're in or how bad you are. It just affects everybody a little differently. Brett Metcalf had a bad deal back in the day, and he's one of the fittest guys out there. If different people get affected different ways.
Yeah, for sure. And I had some problems with the blood work. It came back. I was basically running hot most of the time. So I was getting, which was weird, kind of this whole season I've been not feeling the greatest, but obviously made it work in Supercross and then Motocross. I come into WW, I was getting heat flashes, which is weird, out of nowhere. And I was this ain't right. And go off for first moto, I'm like, Jade, my mechanic put 5 laps in the pit to go. I'm like, dude, I am not making it. And it was bad. I peed my pants after the moto. I couldn't hold anything in. It was it was bad. It was scary. I was honestly, that kind of more might have affected me a little more than even like my body itself. Like I was more like scared. Like it's gnarly. Like
I can't imagine.
No, I'm just happy. Like now I got back on the podium and back on the track. So
happy with your bike too. You've been doing some testing. I know out in California, everything happy with it.
Yeah, it was nice going to California and being able to put two good weeks in. And I liked being in California. It's been raining a lot in Florida, and like riding sand every day just kind of gets old. So, and I mean, AC's been just beating up on me every day out there. I'm like, dude, it's not like I want to dodge him, but like, dude, he's been like beating me. I'm like, I gotta go fix what's wrong. Like, and like, it's unbelievable
because you guys are both probably working troll train. Like, he's not a practicer.
Troll train, dude, he's been on it. Like, you put that paddle tire on that bike, dude. You put that paddle tire on, dude. The guy's like, it's like a new guy. Like, he comes out.
I've always heard Alex sucks during the week in practice.
I feel like he like almost got better at practice. I don't know if it made it his. I mean, he comes out and like, all of a sudden he's unbelievable. And then like next week and he's like, I'm like, ow, what are you doing? But he's good to train with. He tries to pick at me a lot. Like I come off from a moto, he like tries to start like pick at me. I'm like, ow, we gotta back off. Like me and him get like we go at it and it's awesome. But like
give me one of those paddles.
Yeah, dude, like that paddle. I'm like, dude, that paddle tire is like, it's like you put that thing on that bike, and then he's been riding good. Like he's definitely gotten better from season and for a while there he was competing for wins, and now I feel like he had a better day today. So
yeah, it was a decent day for him. Yeah,
it was a decent day for the team. I mean, it was good. No, but it's cool training with those guys, and it's cool like Kenny and those. Like it's not an easy group to ride with, but it's good. Like I don't like to get beat every day, but it makes me better. I feel like, I mean, you can't argue with Adam's speed. I mean, he's unbelievable. Like, this season, he's been a supercross guy usually, and then all of a sudden, there's outdoors now. He's just unbelievable.
It's amazing. I've really been impressed by him, for sure.
He hasn't finished off the podium.
No, I don't think so. I think he's got 2 fifths in a moto, and then other than that, podium every weekend.
That's probably one of the best championship runs I've seen in a while. So he's been riding. I don't want to talk him up too much. His head had to get a little bit too big, but no, he's been awesome. We get along good, so we get to go golf, and we got Kenny, and it's a good group in Florida. But I'm happy with this weekend, and try and get this overall win out of the way this coming 2 weeks. So
last question for you: your truck was full of kids today this weekend. They're just everywhere.
They're everywhere. And then you got Jet. Jet likes to talk. He's like me. So he's like, he likes to talk crap and kind of get in your face. But no, he's been good. It's kind of cool to have those guys. It brings a different vibe to the race. It's good to have like that. I mean, I'm more serious on the race. Yeah. Like those guys are like, I can hear them like 4 gates down the line, like talking. I'm like, dude, we got to go race 30+2 right now. Like it's not time
to focus.
Yeah, it's time to focus. But no, it's good. It's nice to have them under the truck. It's 5 bikes under there is a lot. But honestly, it wasn't that bad. It was kind of, I thought it was gonna be a little more packed, but no, it's good to have them there. And I feel like they rode pretty good. So it was nice to have 5 bikes out there. It's a lot of Geico bikes out there. A lot of red. There's not too many red bikes out there, so we gotta pick it up a little bit.
Good point. All right, man. Thanks for doing this. Appreciate it. Good job.
Yeah, thank you.
Cool.